14 hits in his Reading tenure so far. And this is ninth game with the Fightin' Phils. Here's the 0-1. It's been inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Trade deadline has come and gone, which I think has got to be a sigh of relief for Crawford and probably a lot of people in this Reading locker room and just throughout the whole organization. You know, if you're a quote-unquote coveted prospect, I'm sure it's a stressful time of year. Here's the 1-1. Rincona swings and misses 1-2.
Yeah, if you want to listen to all the general managers on social media, you've been traded to more teams than you even know existed. And, you know, it's easy to say you just got to tune that stuff out, but it's not that easy to do.
Here's the 1-2. Rincona stakes. That's a called strike three. And he is down on strikes for the second time tonight. First strikeout for Baumgartner from Kemp is the batter now. But like you say, these guys are human beings, right? You want to try and keep your head down, focus on baseball. But a lot of times there's a real possibility that at any given moment you could get up and have to up your entire life. I mean, it happened to Seth Johnson last night. He found out probably about a minute or two after the deadline that he was traded to the Phillies. But luckily for him, it's only a two-hour drive from Bowie to Reading, and Bowie was home, and Reading was home.
And but it's also a situation. I mean, you're changing leagues. You're staying within the same league. You're staying within the same everything for the most part. But you know, you all of a sudden you're uprooted and you're traded somewhere out of the West Coast, and you're playing against everybody
and
new.
Kemp swings. It's a slicer towards right, and the catch is made by Fernandez, who was charging. That'll retire the side in the seventh. So no runs for Reading in the inning. They did add another hit. There were no errors, and one is left on base. So Woodruff 7 will go to the eighth. Our score is Hartford 4 and Reading 4.
It's time for the PSECU high-low game. I'm here with our first contestant representing all the guys in the ballpark tonight. Tell us your name and where you're from. Where are you, Ellie, with our female contestant?
Hey, y'all. I'm over at Foxhall with our female contestant. Tell us your name and where you're from. Now back to the question.
All right, Jimmy, we'll ask you the question. You'll give your answer. She will say whether she thinks the correct answer is higher or lower. Whoever gets it right wins these four tickets to September 7th SpongeBob Mega Blast Fireworks. You ready? All right. On this Italian Heritage Night, we asked the Artville's players if they prefer pasta or pizza. Jimmy, what percentage of the team do you think picked pasta? He says 33% went with pasta, Ellie.
Okay, do you think it's higher or lower than 33%?
Higher.
She says higher. Let's check out the video board for the answer.
Hey, this is Seth Johnson. How many of us prefer pasta to pizza? 36%.
Top of the eighth inning, it's a 4-4 ball game, as Christian McGowan returns for another inning of work here in the top half of the eighth inning. We'll have 4, 5, 6 of the Hartford lineup. And at Chick-fil-A, serving quality food has been our priority since day one. Chicken is at the center of the menu, but the options at Chick-fil-A are both plentiful and delicious. From chicken sandwiches to nuggets to the original waffle fries, Chick-fil-A has menu options for everyone. Three Berks County locations at Broadcasting Square in Wyomissing, Fish Street Highway in Reading, and Exeter Commons in Exeter. Chick-fil-A is a proud 2024 Fightin' Phils team feed partner. So Warming Burnable leads things off here against Christian McGowan, who's back out for his third inning of work, just 27 pitches for the righty so far, who will wind and deal, and the first pitch is in tight for a ball. It's 1-0. Before we went to the break last day, we're kind of just talking about the trade deadline and trying to just tune a lot of those things out if you're a player. The 1-0 is taken for a called strike down the chute. It's 1-1. But, you know, it's hard, like we said. But I think a lot of guys can kind of just, no matter whether you're a top prospect, a middle-of-the-road prospect, somewhere in the 10s, 20s, next pitch is called strike. It's 1-2. You know, just for everyone, you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and, you know, all right, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere except, you know, hopefully up to AAA. 1-2 is swung on and grounded towards the right side. Simmons slides, tries to get to it, but it's off his glove. As it was in a shallow right field, and Simmons was shaded way towards the second base bag with the righty Burnable up. So it'll be a infield single. Eighth day of the night for Hartford, and the first that McGowan's allowed. That'll bring Sterling Thompson to the plate. And I feel like now for Al Padrique, and for us, I mean, for Reading fans, what you see out here now, that's the core you're going to see for the rest of the way, right? There's going to be some movement. Guys may leave. Guys may come up. But you got to think a good chunk of the group here is going to be here probably the rest of the way, and probably a good bit of these guys will be here to start 2025. First pitch to Thompson is swung on and fouled down the left field line, 0-1.
Yeah, there's a number that all Major League teams have to have in terms of all across their minor league system. And the Phillies and everybody are over that limit right now because of the recent college draft. But eventually they're going to have to get under that number, and so some people are going to get released.
0-1 is swung on, hit in the air, high towards right. Rankonis goes back at the track, looks up, and it is gone. A towering fly ball for Sterling Thompson gets over the fence, and the Yard Goats take the lead. It is 6-4 on Thompson's ninth home run of the season.
Well, McGowan looked really good through the first six batters he faced, including striking out three of those six, but it changes quickly with the base hit first by Burnable. Again, that's just a slow roller, but that, no doubt about it, on a towering home run for Thompson. Changes the complexion of McGowan's appearance. It changes the complexion of this ball game as well.
That pitch was inside. It was not even in the zone, and Thompson somehow got around on it. First pitch to Kyle Datcher, swung on, ground ball towards the middle. It sneaks into center for a base hit. Ball hopped just over the glove of McGowan. So it's three straight hits to start this inning for the Yard Goats, and that'll bring Braden Ward to the plate for Hartford.
Well, Hartford's been hacking since the first pitch of this ballgame. I mean, they have swung to bats. There's no doubt about it. They've been going after a lot of first pitches in each and every at-bat.
So Ward will dig in from the left side. It's a Hartford team that's very aggressive, and that's kind of always been their mantra, at least what we've seen from them the last couple of years. They swing early in counts, and if they get something they like, they're going to give it a rip. First pitch to Braden Ward, squaring the bunt, and pulls back because the pitch is a ball. It's 1-0. Christian McGowan's a 24-year-old from Denison, Texas. Seventh-round pick by the Phillies in 2021. 1-0, scores the bunt again. It's popped up, foul, and it will land in the seats. Behind home plate, it... it's one ball and one strike. Ward tonight, 0-3. Couple of strikeouts and a pop out. Next pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes, no out still. Datcher gets the lead off first. McGowan comes set, fires home. Swung on and fouled again towards the Orfield's dugout. It's 1-2. McGowan made three starts with Reading early in the year. April 18th at Binghamton, April 24th against Somerset, May the 1st at Portland, and then was placed on the injured list after that. Didn't pitch again until June the 27th, with the Florida Complex League Phillies. Made a couple of starts with them, and then on July 19th made a start with single A Clearwater. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, line drive, right center field. Rankonis over, dives, and he can't come up with it. It's off his gloves, rolls towards center. Crawford is right there, fires a throw in. Got away from Brito, the shortstop, trickles towards the pitcher's mound, but Datcher moves up to second, and Ward is aboard on first. So four straight hits for the Yard Goats, and it's runners on first and second. Still no outs for Roniker Palma, and that'll bring Focandari out.
Great effort by Rankonis, sold out on it, and at least got his body in front of it, because if he does not, it's going to roll past him, and now you got all kinds of problems. But just because he got his body on it, it made Dodgers have to hold up at second base until Crawford got it back in. Nobody could move up. So he saves some extra damage, but as Jake said, that is four straight hits now against McGowan here in this inning after looking really good for the first six batters he faced. So Phil Canary going to come out and talk to his pitcher, maybe just try to settle him down a little bit. Say, look, get yourself a ground ball, and complexion of this inning is completely different.
If you can keep it at just two.
Yep.
And you can leave the inning at 6-4. I mean, this offense has shown they did it yesterday. They've done it today. They can come back quickly. They can score in bunches. And Palma digs in from the right side. It'll be a slightly open stance. No outs, top of the eighth, men on first and second. First pitch home is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Shortstop Eric Brito shaded towards the second base bag. Simmons also shaded that way, but a bit more over towards the hole on the right side. Very much haven't played to go the other direction. At least the middle infield is. 0-1. Bit down. 1-1. Palma's 0-3 in tonight's ballgame. Couple of ground outs to short. And a strikeout against Christian McGowan back in the six. McGowan was at 41 pitches. Fires the 1-1. Swung on and lifted in the air. Right side, foul territory. Bro will give it a look, but it'll land foul. Towards the Diamond Credit Union Plaza on the first base side. Palma the eight hitter, nine man Nick Kent awaits on deck. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, ground ball third. Kent Field steps in the bag. He'll go to first, and it is in time. So that's a 5-3 double play. Ward goes up to second. Datras eliminated a third. And Palma's retired. Two gone in the inning for Nick Kent. And Sam, that was hit a little bit harder, a little bit lower.
Right.
You know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they've Hartford's had a couple of balls that they really beat into the ground, and the first two got some fortunate bounce because they bounced into the outfield for base hits. This one, different story. It wasn't hit hard enough that Kemp turns into a double play, but just got done saying that for McGowan now, you're a ground ball away from getting out of this inning.
First pitch, it's a strike, it's 0-1.
So instead of first and second, nobody out, now you got a runner at second base and two outs, and you're one more batter and you're out of the inning.
So I was thinking triple play too.
Well, yeah, right. If it was hit a little harder.
That's obviously very aggressive thinking,
right.
But
it's also just the right play by Kemp. That's a smart play. Make sure you get the easy out at third and see if you can't turn into two, what he did.
Kent failed the next one. So it's 0-2. Last time Redding turned a triple A was September of 2015. No, not 2015, 2022. I know McCarthy Tatum started it from third. I know Aldrum Corridor finished it at first. Double check who was at second base for that play. So 0-2, two outs. Pitch. And that hit him. Just got a piece of Nick Kent. So he's aboard with two outs on the hit by pitch. And it'll be the seventh man of the plate this inning is leadoff man Adiel Amador. So last triple play turned by Redding was September 9th, 2022 at home against New Hampshire. It was Tatum at third to Stokes at second, Madison Stokes, and then Aldrum Corridor was at first. This looks like they're taking a look at, is it the elbow of Nick Kent? Or are they saying...
I think it's an argument.
I think they're saying... Actually, I think they called it a foul ball.
It's a hit that they're saying that the umpire's saying it hit the bat. Because Kent's going to have to get redressed because he took all the equipment off.
Well, nowadays, there's a lot more to take off and
absolutely
put on
correct.
Than there was 20 years ago.
He's got the elbow pad. He's got the shin pad. And he'd already lost the bat, too. So he's got to get re-equipped himself.
0-2, two outs to Kent. And McGowan will come set. Marner leads off second in Braden Ward. Here's the pitch. And it is down for a ball. It's 1-2. I feel like back when I was growing up, no, I'm not that old, but like back when I was like, you know, like 7, 8, 9 years old, if a guy wore a shin guard in baseball, it was noticeable. Now
right.
I think everyone wears shin guards. 1-2, swing and a miss. Struck him out. So that's the 4th strikeout for Christian McGowan. That'll end the inning here in the 8th. Two more runs added on for the Yard Goats. They did it on 4 base hits. There were no errors, and they leave one on base. So we're through 7.5. We'll go to the bottom of the 8th. New arm in for the Yard Goats. We'll have him for you as they lead 6-4 on the R. Phils Radio Network. Bottom half of the eighth inning, 6-4 our score, Hartford's on top. Let's look at our Fightin' Phil's team leaders, presented by OPS Security Group. Join the winning team at OPS Security Group. Protecting community starts with you. Visit opssecuritygroup.com to apply. So Josh Bro leads off. Our team leader in home runs, Carson Taylor's got 14. Also got 63 RBI after a home run and 3 RBI yesterday. And Josh Bro's at first today. We'll face Alec Barger, new pitcher in for Hartford.
Making his 28th appearance, he's 4-0 with a 3.41 earned run average. 31 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 30 hits. He's struck out 33. He's walked 11.
First pitch to Bro was a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch is up, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Josh Bro, tonight's ball game is 2-for-3, couple of singles, an RBI, also a score to run, 2-0. He will take it on the inside corner, 2-1 from Alec Barger. The pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Josh Bro was 3-for-11 last week against New Hampshire, and a home run, drove in 3. As Reading ultimately split the series with the Fisher Cats, who will be the next team that Reading sees here at home once this series concludes. 2-2, and Bro swings and fouls it back. Reading down by 2. They got 6 outs to work with to try and come back and give themselves a shot at a 2-0 lead in this series. Reading took 5 of 6 from Hartford last time they met here. The 2-2 was swung on and fouled back. And then Hartford took 5 of 6 from Reading when the teams met in Hartford. The one win for Reading in that series, though, was probably the best game that Robert Morris put together in his professional career. 2-2, Bro swings and fouls it back again. Mora, 2 home runs in that game, 5 RBI, had a grand slam, which he told me was his first professional grand slam, and he said he believes it was the first grand slam he's ever hit in his entire life. 2-2, swung on, ground ball chopped to short. 4 hops for Kent, backhands it, fires on the first in time. Bro is retired. 6-3 goes to put out. That'll bring Kendall Simmons to the plate.
Kendall Simmons.
So Kendall Simmons 0-for-3 tonight. Simmons swings. Skies into the air towards left center field. Ward Fernandez converged, and the catch is made by Ward in center. That is out number 2. And that'll bring Caleb Ricketts to the plate. Ricketts tonight, 2-for-3, couple of singles and a run scored. And he swings the first pitch and chops it foul. Ricketts scored back in the second. Grounded the first his last time up in the 6th. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and popped. Foul territory, third base side. Datras over. And he makes the catch. That'll retire the side in the 8th. So, quick inning for Reading. They go 3 up, 3 down. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody is left on base. So, one to the top of the 9th. Hartford leads 6-4. Christian McGowan back out, looking to keep it that way. After this on the R. Phils Radio Network.
Park attendance 3,191 and the official attendance 4,000.
Top half of the ninth inning here from First Energy Stadium, 6-4 Hartford leads. Tonight's attendance here at First Energy Stadium is 4,202. Thanks to our friends at PSCCU for presenting tonight's attendance. PSCCU is proud to be one of the largest credit unions in Pennsylvania. So, top of the order, and Adiel Amador due up here against Christian McGowan, who's back out for inning number four of work. First pitch is swung on and in the air. Well, deep right center. Rinconas Jr. is back to the wall, and it is gone. Hits off the top of the roof for the Redeners Event Center. 409 feet from Adiel Amador. Ninth home run of the season. The Yard Goats get an insurance run. It's 7-4.
When Hartford was here the last time, Amador really struggled just to get the ball out of the infield. And we talked about it at the time. He's a powerful guy. I mean, he's made all the plays at second base. But he's 200 pounds. And he has made a difference in this series. That's his second home run of this series. And both of them have been no doubters.
So that'll bring the two-man Fulford up. First pitch, McGowan is over for a called strike. It's 0-1. So that was pitch number 50 from Christian McGowan. No throwing in the Reading bullpen. Looks like someone is stretching. Next pitch is over for a ball. It's 1-1.
Yeah, I think they almost have to get somebody just in case if this thing takes a bad turn for McGowan, just in case. The pitches
next
start
pitch
to rack
is
up.
Next pitch is a ball inside, 2-1. Daniel Harper will start the throw. And, of course, you'd like to keep it at McGowan in and not go to another arm. 2-1, a swung on ground ball, hot shot. It sneaks in the left field through the whole base hit.
Yeah, but there's got to be some concern now. They hit the four straight hits in last inning, including the home run, and now a home run here and another hit. So that's six hits now, and all of a sudden, that quickly Harper's going to get up. Because, again, if this thing turns south on McGowan and he's going to struggle and make this turn this into a long inning, you need to have somebody there as a safety valve.
So Harper will get loose. And if they don't touch Harper tonight,
right.
All things considered, you really didn't use any of your bullpen tonight.
Right.
McCollum faced one batter, but he should be available tomorrow. First pitch to Fernandez down, it's 1-0. Because obviously Walker was just here for today. Covey will probably pitch again Sunday, so he's, you know, obviously doesn't really factor into the bullpen equation. And McCollum faced one batter, he threw five pitches, three strikes. Next pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air, out towards left. Fernandez is retired as Fergus makes the catch, and that'll bring Burnable to the plate.
First baseman Warming Burnable.
That'll bring Warming Burnable up, but here comes Al Pedrique. Even though Harper did just start throwing, so we'll see if he points down to the bullpen.
He did. He just pointed down.
Did.
Yeah. So Harper must be able to get loose quick. I mean, some pitchers can get loose faster than others. And obviously Daniel Harper must be quick.
So Harper comes in. And we're back after this on the Fightin' Phils Radio Network. Still top of the ninth, one out in the inning. 7-4 our score. Hartford's on top. New pitcher in, out of the bullpen for Reading. It's Daniel Harper.
Harper making his ninth appearance with the Fighting Phil since his call-up from Jersey Shore. He's 1-0 with a 5.63 earned run average. 8 innings, 11 hits, surrendered 9 strikeouts, and 2 walks.
So, Warming Burnable, the first batter he faces. Harper's the fifth pitcher of the day in for the Reading Fighting Phils, as McGowan went 3 1/3, 6 hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts. Currently on the hook for 3 runs, all earned. First pitch is swung on into the air center. Crawford stayed put for a second, then goes back and towards the right center gap. He'll call off Rinconish Jr. and make the catch. So quickly, there's 2 outs in the inning, and that'll bring Sterling Thompson to the plate. One of my favorite things about baseball is just how small of a world it is.
Yeah.
I was chatting earlier today with Ryan Ritter, who was actually just put on the injured list for Hartford, but still with the team. I knew Ryan from our time together on the Cape Cod League in 22. Of course, he played. I didn't play. Well, I just make that part very clear. 2 outs for Sterling Thompson. Harper will fire home, and it's swung on and hit foul 0-1. So we're talking, catching up, just like we did last time Hartford was here. And Ritter's a University of Kentucky guy. So we're talking for now 2-3 minutes, and he goes, "Where's my guy Harper at?" I'm like, "Oh, shoot, let me, it's during BP." I'm like, "My eyes aren't that good. I can't see where he is." So Ritter's like, "All right," goes out towards the event center, swinging a miss 0-2, go to the batting cage. Him and Harper see each other in the outfield, handshakes, give themselves a little bit of a hug, catch up for a little bit. They were teammates at the University of Kentucky, and it's always a cool thing kind of seeing the small circle the baseball community is. The 0-2 is down, and it skips away from Ricketts. In the second goes Fulford. So Fulford did take off, it looked like, before the ball got away, so we'll see what they rolled at, but he may have also took off because he saw the trajectory of the pitch.
Harper spiked that. That ball didn't even reach the dirt. I mean, that ball hit grass, not dirt, on the throw into the plate.
But nonetheless, though, it's always just cool kind of seeing the small world baseball is. There's a lot of guys that play. I mean, in the minors alone, there's thousands of players, but it seems like you can always draw the connection from one to the other. They do call it a stolen base. The 1-2 is swung on, line towards left, in as Fergus. He'll make the catch. And that'll retire the side here in the 9. So, all in all, it is another run for the Yard Goats. They did it on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. So, run to the bottom of the 9th. 7-4 Hartford. It is rally time for the Fighting Phils. After this, on the R. Phils Radio Network. Bottom of the 9th, 7-4 Yard Goats. Last chance for the Fighting Phils, and in is Zach Agnes for the Yard Goats.
Making his 9th appearance for Hartford, 1-0 with a 1.0 earned run average. 9 innings, 5 hits, 9 strikeouts, 3 walks.
So it'll be 7-8-9 to up for the Fighting Phils. Trevor Schwecke will lead things off. So, Agnes in, Schwecke, who's 0-2 tonight. He's 1-3. He had a 2-run triple back in the second, did score a run. So, see if Schwecke can Good things rolling here in the ninth with Reading down three. Agnes's first pitch home is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Fastball down the chute. Here's the one. Shrucky will take it inside. It's 1-1. Reading won yesterday morning, 5-4, walk-off fashion. Of course, if Reading is going to win a second straight, it's going to have to come in the same style that last night came. 1-1 is swung on and fouled back 1-2. I always find myself saying last night when talking about games that occurred during the day.
Yeah, we'll be doing that the rest of the series. Opening night of the series. Force a habit.
Of course, we only really play four true day games here over the course of a season, so you get so used to saying last night that when you play a day game, you kind of forget to say yesterday. Shrucky will take. That's a called strike three. First strikeout for Agnes. And that'll bring Eric Brito to the plate.
The Phillies have had some issues with the home plate umpire, but that was a strike. And I think it was more Shrucky was fooled on it than it was questioning the accuracy of the call.
Next pitch, Brito swings and it's fouled. And it's 0-1 to him. Brito tonight is 0-2. Bit of a sack fly back in the second. Reached on an error in the fourth, grounded out in the sixth. And he swings at the 0-1 and it's fouled back. It's 0-2. Cade Fergus waits on deck for the Fighting Phils as Brito will step out and call time. Here's the 0-2. And Brito swings, pops it up in the infield left side. In's Datris, the third baseman. He'll make the catch. That's out number two. And the Fighting Phils down to their last out, and it'll be Cade Fergus, who's looking to try and keep this ball game going and flip the lineup over. Fergus. 7-4 Yard Goats, bottom of the ninth inning. Bases are empty for Fergus, who's 0-3 tonight. Running in Hartford back in action tomorrow at 7. Gene Cabrera gets the start, his third at the AA level. First pitch, and Fergus swings and taps it foul. It's 0-1. Bradley Blaylock will start for the Yard Goats. It'll be his AA debut. Got a couple of AA debuts on tap for the rest of this week. Sean Sullivan scheduled to start on Saturday for Hartford. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. One ball and one strike. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with our pregame show. Here's the 1-1. Fergus will take it inside for a called strike. 1-2. And Fergus and the Fighting Phils are down to their final strike tonight. So Fergus will step out and ask for time. Fergus 0-3 today. Ground out, strike out, and a fly out. Just trying to get on base and flip the card over to Justin Crawford, who awaits on deck. Crawford a couple of hits tonight. Here's the 1-2. And Fergus tried to hold up. Couldn't. And that is a strike three, and that will retire the side and end the ball game tonight. So the Yard Goats are victorious in game number two of this six-game series as the Fighting Phils had a lead at times. And ultimately, three unanswered runs late from the Yard Goats, two in the eighth, one in the ninth, all coming on home runs is what ends this ball game tonight. So in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits. There were no errors, and no men are left on base. Zach Angus went in scoreless inning, struck out two. And that is how tonight's ball game comes to an end. So we'll step aside for a moment. Bob McCool is your post-game show. Coming up after this, here on the Reading Fighting Phils Radio Network.
Welcome back to the postgame show on the Reading Fighting Phils Radio Network, where Hartford evens the series at one game apiece as they take the Fighting Phils 7-4 here at First Energy Stadium. Let's run down the scoring in this one. Tywan Walker on a relief rehab appearance for the Philadelphia Phillies, making hit the start for the Phils, and left-hander Mason Albright getting the start for the Yard Goats. And it was quick blood for Hartford right out in the first inning against Walker. He got the first out of the ballgame on one pitch, then walked Braxton Fulford. Yankiel Fernandez then singled. Fulford went to third, and the ball was bobbled by Gabriel Rankonis in right field. That allowed Fernandez to move up to second base. And then Warming Burnable doubled to plate both Fulford and Fernandez as Burnable hit one down the third base line and towards the Hartford bullpen for the two-run double, his 12th double of the season, his 53rd and 54th RBI of the year. And Hartford had the 2-0 lead before the Fightins came to the plate. Redding got it back, though, and a little bit more in the third inning. Josh Brough, batting in the cleanup spot tonight, got it started with a single. After a Kendall Simmons infield pop-up, Caleb Ricketts also singled. And then Trevor Schwecke drove one to straightaway center field, to the deepest part of the ballpark, to that triangle out in center field and at the top of the railing. And it hit just below the railing and bounced back into center field. It allowed Brough to score. It allowed Ricketts to score. Schwecke slid into third base with his second triple of the season. And the two-run triple made it 27 and 28 RBIs of the year for Schwecke. And then on the next batter, Eric Brito drove one to center field deep enough to allow Schwecke to tag up and score on the sacrifice fly. Brito picks up his first RBI since being promoted from Jersey Shore, and the Phils had taken the lead at 3-2. Hartford came right back in the top half of the third inning as Walker came back out to start the third inning. He hit the first batter he faced in the inning in Braxton Fulford. Then Fernandez singled again. There was a ground ball fielder's choice from Warning Burnable from Brito to Simmons covering at the bag, put runners at the corners, and then Sterling Thompson drove one to left field deep enough to score Fulford for the sacrifice fly to tie the game at 3-3. And that ended the night and the rehab appearance for Tywan Walker. He threw 41 pitches, goes 2 2/3 innings, gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, a walk and 3 strikeouts. The schedule now, or at least the plan was, that Walker would pitch tonight. He'd pitch what he could in terms of around 40 pitches. As I said, he threw 41. He threw 2. He got into the third inning. And now the plan is that he will make an injury. He will make his next rehab appearance on Tuesday of next week at Lehigh Valley, and then the Fightin' Phils and the Philadelphia Phillies, will evaluate and determine where they want to go from there with Tywan Walker and his return to Philadelphia. So his night was done. Tommy McCullum came in then to get the final out of the third inning, and we were tied at 3-3, but the Phils changed it right back again in their favor in the third inning. Justin Crawford led it off. He flew out to right field. Gabriel Rankonis then hit a ground ball to second baseman Adiel Amador. He bobbled it. Rankonis beat it out for the error. That was followed by a single from Otto Kemp that put runners at first and second. And then Josh Brough singled home Rankonis for the RBI for Brough, his 14th of the season. And the Fightin' Phils were back up on top 4-3 as a result. Fightin' Phils did, however, leave the bases loaded in the third inning. Didn't seem like it'd be a major problem at the time, but in the end, it does kind of come back and hurt the Phils. The Phils' bats went silent for the next several innings. They had 7 hits through 4 innings and only mustered 1 more hit the rest of the night. Give credit to Hartford's bullpen as well. So it was back in a favor of the Phils at 4-3, and then in the 5th inning, Hartford was able to tie it up. Fernandez again in the middle of it. He had 3 hits on the night and scored 2 runs. His third hit of the night was a 1-out single in the 5th, followed by Burnable with a single as well. And then Sterling Thompson hit one that went through the glove of Dylan Covey, who was in at the time for the fight Phils. Covey making his rehab appearance for the Philadelphia Phillies as well. It went through the glove of Covey to where the shortstop Eric Brito had then gotten over to cover the bag, and Brito was able to tag the bag and then make the throw to first, but he kind of spiked that throw and it got away from the first baseman Josh Breaux, and ultimately it was an error on Brito, and it allowed Fernandez to score what turned out to then be the tying run at 4-4. It stayed that way all the way up until the eighth inning. Christian McGowan was now on to pitch for the Reading Fightin' Phils. He was the scheduled starter for Reading, but he did not come on and start pitching until the sixth inning, and he was great through the first two innings. He had retired six straight in that inning. He did give up a walk, but reversed that on a double play. He also struck out three of the first six outs he recorded. But Hartford changed that in the eighth inning. Burnable led it off with a single, and then Sterling Thompson turned and hit a towering home run to right field for his ninth home run of the season, his 31st and 32nd RBI of the season. And with that, Hartford had regained the lead at 6-4. And then Adiel Amador added on to it in the ninth inning with a towering home run that hit off the top of the roof of the Redders Event Center for his second home run of the series and his ninth home run of the season. A little insurance run for Hartford, but again, ultimately the bullpen made sure they didn't really need that as the Phils went in order in both the eighth and the ninth inning. Justin Crawford had a single in the seventh inning, the only hit for the Phils after the fourth inning. So it turns into a W for Hartford. Final numbers in this one: Hartford seven runs on 13 hits, two errors, and they left seven on base. Reading had four runs on eight hits. They committed three errors, and they left five men on base. Colin Baumgartner gets the win. He's now 3-0. Christian McGowan suffers the loss, his first of the season. He's 0-1. Zach Agnos came in and pitched a incident-free ninth inning, picked up the save. It's his third. Time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes, played in front of 4,202. And as you can probably hear in the background, they're now enjoying a fireworks show here at First Energy Stadium. You too can enjoy the same if you're back out here tomorrow night when the Fightin' Phils play Hartford in game three of this series. Again, scheduled starters Gene Cabrera making the start for the Phils, the right-hander who was called up right after the All-Star break from Jersey Shore. And he will be facing right-handed pitcher Bradley Blaylock, who was just acquired by the Colorado Rockies from the Milwaukee Brewers a couple days before the trade deadline. So he'll make his Hartford Yard Goat debut tomorrow night, a right-handed pitcher as well. Those are the two scheduled starters. 7 o'clock is the first pitch here at First Energy Stadium. The Diamond Credit Union Plaza will open up at 5 o'clock and the Seating Bowl at 6 o'clock. And again, fireworks to follow tomorrow night as well as on Friday night, and then a mega blast of fireworks on Saturday as Hartford and Reading square off in what will be a six-game series that will ultimately end on Sunday at 5:15. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We had a couple of visitors in the booth tonight. Thanks to Jim Murray and the good folks at the Victor Emmanuel's Beneficial Society. It was Italian Heritage Night here tonight at the ballpark, and they were the sponsors of the fireworks we're watching here at First Energy Stadium. We thank them for their sponsorship and coming on the air with us and spending a little bit of time as well. And thanks to Gabe as well. Congratulations to him and his family. They were the winners of the Ultimate Fan Experience. Got a chance to spend some time here at the ballpark. Got to see some sights that the normal fans don't get to see. Got the chance to spend a little bit of time and introduction with the manager, Al Patrique, and spend an inning with us as well here in the broadcast booth. Hope you got a chance to hear it and enjoy it as well. Around the Reading Fightin' Phils Radio Network, Al Patrique will be our guest tomorrow night on the pregame show from the veranda of the Redders Event Center here at First Energy Stadium. For my broadcast partner, Jake Starr, my name is Bob McCool. Back at it tomorrow night again, 6:45 will be our pregame show with the manager. Better yet, we'd love to see you here at the ballpark. Hartford wins it. They're now 17-11 in the second half of the baseball season in the Eastern League. Reading falls to 12-17. Hartford 7, Reading 4. That's your final score. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have yourselves a great night. Hope to see you very soon at America's Classic Ballpark in Baseball Town.